All right, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Now, I want to think about this. Seek those things which are above. What is up there? Really, what is up there? You know, people say, oh, we got to have our minds towards heaven. And they have this saying, well, their minds are so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. I hate that. Now, you can be that way. It depends on the heaven you're thinking of, you see. What is up there is not, oh, I can't wait to go up in the rapture, or in some other whatever doctrine you believe. I'm going to go to heaven when I die, and then I'm going to go up to that big old banqueting table, and I'm going to, ooh, sit down and give me a big old roast turkey leg with lots of gravy. And potatoes and stuffing and marshmallows and grapefruit sauce and there'll be more, even in like five different kinds of stuffing, probably in pastries. Oh my goodness, all the pastries they're gonna be, and there'll be roast duck, roast pig, probably a full moose maybe or something like that, and snakes, and oh, I can't imagine all the delicious food there's going to be, probably everything you could imagine. Maybe alien animals and alien vegetables and things from other worlds. Oh, and there's going to be a big old house I'm going to live in. Jesus built it. And it's going to have, you know, gold on everything. Everything's going to be made of gold. And it's going to have a, because he knows just what I want. It's going to have like 50 bedrooms. Just, I'm going to just sleep in a different one every eon. Is that what's up there? Is that what he means by have your mind on what's above? I tell you, that is having your mind on the earth. A lot of people, what heaven is just more of what earth is. The Muslim religion, I like to pick on them in this because they have a sterling example of a heaven that is just earth. Their heaven is, you know, it's filled with pleasures of the things that we think are pleasurable here on earth, you know. There's a, and not only that, it's like you get, you know, that the 70 virgins, etc., etc. But you know, but just the idea that, yeah, that carnality is up there, you know. And there, you know, a lot of times I was reading a book on the Middle Ages, and you know, the Christians were, pardon me, but there was a little bit of a, you know, all they, you know, the way the Catholics described heaven was like, you know, contemplating the divine essence and so on and so forth, which to carnal man made very little sense, right? And, the Muslims' heaven was like, you know, there's chicks, there's food, there's, you know. And the Christian heaven has kind of morphed more into food and stuff. But we, you know, Jesus said there's no marriage in heaven. You're like the angels, no sex in heaven. Everybody knows, according to Christianity. There is the sex in heaven, though. Yeah. Jesus Christ and his bride, they're going to lie together. They're going to become one. It's going to be a honeymoon. Now, not in a carnal sense, right? But when I think of what is above, are these high things. And the easiest way to codify it is, you know, God has given us these great and precious promises, whereby we might be partakers of the divine nature. That is what is up there. It is not carnality, pleasures of flesh, etc., etc. Though there is joy and pleasure forevermore. I don't know exactly what that's going to be. But see, my mindset is not to go to heaven, so to speak. It is to have heaven be with me. And I'm seeking that which is above. Not like that I could die and go there, but that it might come down to me. So, what does God have in heaven? Well, he has righteousness. He has godliness. Obviously, he's God. He defines what godliness even is. There are not all these things that he defines as sin. There's peace. There's temperance, patience. All these things of godliness, which he gives, which make a man who is minded for them, whom God works in to will and do those things, they're a delight. Now, the people of the world, this is not going to sound like a very exciting thing, because it's sort of like they love the things of the flesh and the things of the pleasures of earth, and that's how they were created to be. Unless perhaps God had God come and change, you know, unless one of them be ordained for eternal life and God would come and change their hearts. And then all of a sudden they'll love the things that are above. That's how it was with me. Though honestly, I could say from my very youth up, I was very enticed by the things of flesh, I know from a very young age I had a strong desire for the things which are above. Things which are above are the things which are of God. But they're not only to be obtained in heaven, but they are obtained even here on earth. We set our affection on those things that are high and above us. The righteousness of God. The nature of God. The divine nature. Partaking of that. That's high. That's above. That's in heaven. I know the divine nature is up there. I know that's up there. And I want it to come down and dwell in me. That is where my affection is. Don't make that up there something carnal that you're looking for, because then you're still just looking to the earth. A lot of people's heaven is just, they're just still looking at earth. That's why they worship God in a way, you know, that God is going to make them prosper in the earth. God is going to do this, that, the other. I know I might prosper for a time, and I would honestly, I'd love to have a little bit of prosperity while I'm raising my kids. But I also know, you know, it's a lot better work if I suffer want, and I don't suffer want, okay? But I'd rather be on the edge of want and learn faith than have plenty of everything and never learn, you know, any sort of temperance and